This week's Parshas told us, we have the story of Yaakov Avinu trying to receive the brachas from Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu wants to give the brachas to Esav, for whatever reason. And Yaakov Avinu, as Rivka Avinu tells him, instructs him, that he has to be able to figure out a way about he'll receive the brachas instead of Esav, his brother. And so we know the story that Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak is blind, so Yaakov Avinu puts on clothing of Esav, puts on goat skin to cover up his smooth skin to pretend to be like Esav. And in that way, he presents himself to Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak Avinu thinks it's Esav, and unbeknownst to him, it's Yaakov Avinu. And so the Pasuk, in describing that scene, the Pasuk says the following thing, that Yitzchak Avinu, v'yareach es reach begadav, smells the aroma from the clothing of Yaakov Avinu. And Yitzchak responds when he smells this aroma. He says, "Re'ei re'ech b'ni k're'ech asad ha'shevirch Hashem." Behold, the aroma of my son is like the aroma of the garden that Hashem has blessed. It's like Gan Eden. So the Mefarshim asks the following question. It says in Pasuk that the aroma came from the clothing of Yaakov Avinu, the clothing that he was wearing. Yet when Yitzchak Avinu describes it, he describes the aroma of my son himself. So which one is it? Was the aroma coming from Yaakov or from the clothing? So Reb Leib Eger has a phenomenal way of explaining this. He says as follows. He says, what was Yaakov Avinu thinking and feeling at this moment? So he explains that there's no question Yaakov Avinu at this moment was feeling like, I am doing something terrible. I'm doing something terrible. I can't believe that I'm put in a position right now where I have to trick my own father. And Yaakov Avinu is thinking to himself that although I'm doing it for the right reasons and my mother Rivka Imenu is telling me that this is something I have to do, but I can't believe that this is the position I have to be in. Said Reb Leib Eger, Yaakov Avinu at that moment felt completely broken. He felt completely turned inside out about the situation he was in. And Yaakov Avinu saw himself and felt within himself as if he's a traitor, as if he's acting with treachery and trying to steal brachas from his father. He knew it's the right thing to do, but he felt so upset and so bothered by the fact that this is the position that he has to be in order to receive those brachas. Said Reb Leib Eger that, you know, when it comes to besamim, let's say like a cinnamon stick or whatnot, when you crush it, when you break it, that's when the aroma gives off in a much stronger way. Said Reb Leib Eger, the same thing is with a Jew. A Jew has within him, the neshama of a Jew has beautiful aroma, it smells like an Eden. But you want to know when the aroma comes out in the strongest way? It's dafka when the person has a broken heart. It's dafka when they feel broken inside and they feel like they're being stepped on and they're being, you know, put in positions of places they don't necessarily want to be in, and it bothers them and it hurts them and it breaks them. That's when their pleasant aroma, mamish, shines forth. And so said Reb Eger, the word begadav, clothing, doesn't just mean clothing. The word begadav also comes to the word bagdav, which means rebelliousness. And so Yitzchak Avinu was picking up on Yaakov Avinu is that the aroma is coming from Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is giving off the smell of Gan Eden. He's giving off such a sense of Kedusha and closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And where is that coming from? Reach begadav. It's coming from the feeling that Yaakov Avinu has inside of him, which is a broken heart. And so at any time a Jew feels within themselves that sense of, you know, I guess you can call Jewish guilt or whatnot, a feeling of like, I can't believe that I made that mistake, or I can't believe that this is the position I'm in. I wish I could be better. I wish I should be better. At the moment, it feels like we're being broken, that we're breaking ourselves. But we should know, dafka, at that moment when the cinnamon stick breaks, that's when the greatest aroma of the cinnamon exudes forth. And so Yitzchak Avinu smells the smell of his own son, the smell of Gan Eden, dafka, because Yaakov Avinu felt within himself as if he's acting in treachery, as if he's acting in rebelliousness. And that it made Yaakov Avinu feel so brokenhearted by that. And that itself is what brought out his unbelievably delicious aroma of Gan Eden. And so Hashem should help that each and every one of us, we should be able to appreciate how much reach, how much nachas ruach we're giving to Ribbono Shel Olam, even at those moments when we feel completely broken. Dafka at those moments when we feel completely broken. So Hashem should help that we should come to Shabbos with Menuchas HaNefesh and Menuchas HaGuf, and both individually and collectively see the redemption of our people. V'yizkor Tzedek, mi'harei meinu, amen.